Hi, I'm Matt Starr, you're listening to NITV Radio, and welcome to our daily COVID update for New South Wales and Victoria for Wednesday, the 1st of September. New South Wales has recorded 1,116 new cases of community transmission to 8pm last night, and tragically, a further 4 deaths, all of which were in Sydney. The Western New South Wales Local Health District saw 29 new cases, 18 in Dubbo, 3 in Bourke, 2 in Bathurst, 2 in Blaney, 2 in Narromine, 1 in Mudgee, and 1 case that was previously reported to be in Walgett. However, it's since become known that that person's not in Walgett, and their actual location is under investigation. Despite a decrease by almost half of yesterday's numbers, the Health District CEO Scott McLaughlin has once again warned people against complacency, urging residents not to let the numbers dictate how they behave, and to continue following the safety guidelines. The Far West New South Wales Local Health District recorded 3 new cases overnight, all in Wilcannia. Amidst housing concerns for Wilcannia's residents affecting their ability to effectively isolate, New South Wales Health has announced the provision of 30 motorhomes for the town, starting next Monday, September 6. The motorhomes will be located at the council-owned caravan park in Wilcannia, where those isolating will have access to power, water, waste disposal, kitchen, bathroom, and all necessary amenities. On to Victoria, where there's been a significant jump in case numbers overnight, with 120 recorded in the 24 hours to midnight last night. It's the highest daily recording in the state's current outbreak, and the first triple-digit figure for the state since September 2nd, 2020, almost exactly a year ago to the day. The state also saw 2 deaths, its first of 2021. Just 5 of the 120 new cases are linked to the Shepparton outbreak, and all of those were quarantined for their entire infectious period. Regarding the planned announcements of thresholds to ease lockdown restrictions, Premier Dan Andrews has said that circumstances changed after a late night of Zoom calls, high case numbers, and changing advice from the Chief Health Officer. He did, however, announce that lockdown restrictions could begin to be eased for regional Victoria, excluding Shepparton, as early as next week. That's all for today's update. I'm Matt Starr, and for more information regarding the latest COVID updates, please go to our NITV Radio website.